Chapter 4, In Pursuit of Salt. The day grew colder. Not that Aerith cared. He rushed on, completely absorbed in the anticipated pleasures of salt. At times, his desire was so great, he began to salivate, producing great drools of spit, which he sucked up noisily. So focused were his thoughts on salt that he failed to notice when it began to snow. Coming with a breathless, hurried hush, the snow's silence was intense, swallowing every sound like a sponge absorbing water. Within moments, the entire forest became utterly still. The snow was an inch deep before Aerith even realized it was there. Suddenly he could not see his own paws. Surprised, he gazed up. For just a moment, Aerith imagined that it wasn't snow falling, but salt, and his heart leaped with joy. Then a particularly large flake of snow landed on his nose and made him sneeze. That brought him to his senses. "Stupid snow!" he complained. "You would think it would have the decency to wait until I got to where I was going before it started." Though Aerith knew the snow would make traveling harder, not for a moment did he consider returning home. "What do I care?" he told himself. "It's my birthday. Who needs noisy mice? The salt will taste even better when I get there." With an angry shake of his head, as if that could get rid of the snow, Aerith pushed on. Leaping silently from tree branch to tree branch, Marty the Fisher followed. The snow tumbled from the sky like confetti from a barrel. It sleeved tree branches in white. It hid rocks and stumps. It covered the land until its surface became round and soft, melding into one continuous undulating form. It was as if an enormous eraser were rubbing out the world, leaving nothing but one vast sheet of blank white paper. Only Aerith, like a solitary dark dot, moved across it. Becoming weary,